This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? So alhamdulillah, I just returned from South Africa. I'll be sharing a lot of things with you the coming week or so. Just bear with me, inshallah. But anyway, I got in the car and alhamdulillah, Rabb, I found I had to drop my daughter off to the orthodontist and there was gas in my car. And I was so grateful that I didn't have to scurry around looking for gas in the morning. So over the years, I've developed this understanding of always having things to, you know, prepare when I come back. So for example, I always make sure I have some sort of like food in the freezer or something that when I come back I can cook a quick meal, or there's gas in the car, or just even laundry, so I don't have to be running around. Not laundry, laundry detergent, I come back with the laundry. But anyway, this idea of being prepared so when you come back home you're not running around. So when I got in the car this morning and I found gas, I was like, oh alhamdulillah, I actually remembered to put gas before we left. And it kind of made me think to myself, right, inshallah we are returning back home to Jannah, and what would it feel like to go back home to Jannah and you already have things prepared that you can fall back onto, where you're not running around looking for deeds, begging this person and asking this person to please give me my deed back, or begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just having that something that you can fall back on comfortably, that you prepared so that when you return from this journey in dunya, you have your place set and ready in Jannah. Just having a gas full of tank this morning made me feel very grateful that I prepared that before I left. So my question to you right now, what are you preparing so that when you return from your journey on dunya, you can have something you can rely on and you're not running around? Get ready for your return back home. Jannah destination. Assalamu alaikum.